I am putting my health first. I am setting boundaries with my time. I am choosing one healthy habit every single day. On today's podcast episode, I'm going to walk you through some easy and simple I am affirmations, and I want you to see how powerful this practice can be. You're listening to Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. As a registered dietitian with over 20 years of experience, I've helped thousands of people get healthier and ultimately wealthier, and now it's your turn, busy mompreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you my self-love journey back to health after years of stress and challenges, including living with a spouse with mental illness, suffering a concussion, and living with post-concussion syndrome, illnesses in my family, a death in my family, divorce, and more illnesses in my family, and all this with three kids under the age of 9. If anyone can show you how to thrive and not just survive through challenges and setbacks, it's me. So today's podcast episode, episode 51, is still off track from the intuitive eating series I'm working on, but it's because I wanted to bring this to you, and it was inspired by a client call that I had today, but also a podcast episode I listened to yesterday. So sometimes I spend time listening to Oprah and Super Soul specials that she does. So she had one that was with Joel Osteen, which is, I guess he's a minister somewhere in the States. And he talked about the power of I am and I am statements. And if you haven't listened to it or if you're interested, I would go and listen to that episode. It's quite powerful and quite amazing. And that's why Oprah had him on, because she heard him talking about the I am at one point as well. So it's flipping. It's flipping that negative self-talk that we have, you know, and it doesn't matter where we are or what our journey's been. We can all fall back into negative self-talk, right? And if you listen to any of the like self-help stuff out there, you know, we'll talk about how like we're worthy just because we are. And Abraham Hicks, if you listen to any of her stuff, you know, sometimes she goes on those rampages, right? And it's to get you in a place where you feel more empowered versus in that negative self-talk cycle that can go on and on. There's also different approaches. I've had some business coaches that I follow and some that I've worked with that have said, you know, write a fear inventory. So write everything down. And I can't remember the name of the person that it comes from. But it's like list every fear of everything that could possibly happen, you know? So let's say you think I'm going to show up and I'm going to look stupid and people are going to make fun of me. Or people are going to think, well, no wonder she couldn't do it. She didn't do it last time. She's not going to do it again. And you go through and you list all the possible fears, and then you go back through and you list all the possible outcomes. Like, it doesn't matter what they think. I know that I'm sharing powerful information, or my clients always get from me what they need. And you go back through and you kind of erase all those fears. So that's one approach. The I am approach is just to repeat some powerful, like, I am worthy. I am enough. I am strong. I am capable. I am. And then find the word that resonates with you and just remind yourself, I am positive. I am approachable. I am choosing healthier options. I am supporting my sleep by going to bed earlier. I am supporting my stress by letting projects go or saying no to invitations. Like, there's lots of ways we can use this, but it's powerful. The way that we talk to ourselves has a big impact. I directed the client that I was working with today to some of Louise Hay's work around how to heal your body, right? And it was all in how we're speaking. How we speak to ourselves stays with us, right? And how other people speak to us can affect us as well. So that's where sometimes I am setting a boundary. I can't talk to you right now. Or I'm setting a boundary. I'll call you in a month. If you need that space to do some of the healing and whatever the journey that you're on, don't make it wrong. And the process of journaling, we talked about that as well, because journaling in and of itself, it can be a place to just put all the thoughts that you think I could never speak out loud because everyone would know exactly how crazy I am. We put them on paper and they're gone. We release them, right? Or we do like a burn ritual where you write a letter to yourself from 5 years ago and, or, you know, to that child, that inner child, like, I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't know how to keep you safe. And that's where I started to use X, Y, and Z. And it gave me safety, but I don't need that anymore. I'm safe. I have all these available things to help me. I have all this support around me. I don't need to go back to food anymore. I don't need to hide anymore because it's safe for me to be seen. There's so many different ways we can use the power of journaling, the power of I am statements, the power of flipping that negative self-talk into more positive self-talk. And it's not about going from like, oh, I never exercised, to I am like the strongest power lifter in the world. Like, it's not about putting in statements that are not believable or we don't believe, but it's about getting a little bit closer, right? Like, I'm making healthier choices. I walk because it feels good, you know, and these can be things that we put on the mirror, we put on the door. I feel good when I move my body, right? It doesn't always have to be an I am, but it can be other little reminders that, yeah, oh, wait, I do feel good when I move my body. So I'm going to make the effort to go outside, or I am enough. Like, I had a brain moment there. But it's ways of switching how we're thinking about things, right? There's a quote that I have on my wall from Norman Vincent Peale, and it's change your thoughts and change your world. Like, how we think is so important. And sometimes it's just having a list of go-to things, right? So I have a mantra that someone, a business coach gave me, you know, I am booked, I am busy, I am in demand, I'm doing everything according to the plan. I trust myself, I trust the universe, I am putting myself in my dreams first. So that's a mantra that I go back to. So it's finding something that resonates, it's not so far out, like I'm doing better every day. I'm moving forward one step at a time. I made a healthy choice today. I choose to nourish my body on a regular basis. Whatever it is, find a statement that works for you. Stick with it. Remind yourself. Repeat it. You know, put it on a post-it note where you see it every day. I have one post-it note on my cupboard that says, only love today. And that came from Glennon Doyle, one of her, I'm pretty sure it was one of her podcasts, where I'm reminding myself to approach everyone and everything just with love today. You know, so if someone comes at me, attacking me, blaming me, only love today. I just send them love and imagine them surrounded by warm, loving feelings. Because how people are approaching us is not really about us, right? It's all about them. So if that health practitioner is giving you information, because they feel like it's going to be helpful. Or if your partner is trying to give you supportive feedback, they're trying to be helpful. But if it's not supporting you, or if it's triggering some of these negative thoughts, that's where we set a boundary and we say, I'm setting a boundary. You know, I can't talk to you today. Or when I come here, I appreciate the work that you do, but I don't talk about food with you. I have a dietitian for that. Or I don't talk about this. I have someone for that. Right? So sometimes we need to set boundaries with certain people because they're well-meaning, but maybe that's not the benefit, or that's not the reason that we chose to work with that person. All right. So I am strong. I am capable. I am independent. I am loved. I am enough. I am more than enough. I am okay just being me. Yeah. So I want you to find something, repeat it, go with it, and let me know how it goes. This is a short and sweet one, but I just felt inspired after my client call. Have a fantabulous week. That's it for today's episode of Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. If you found this helpful and you have a friend who may also find it useful, feel free to share it with them. And don't forget, every month I'm going to draw one lucky reviewer who leaves a review on my podcast, who screen shares it with me on Instagram in my stories, or in their stories. One lucky reviewer will receive one free 60-minute intensive with me, where we'll get down to the nitty-gritty and figure out that one thing that's keeping you stuck from achieving your health and wellness goals. All right, thanks for listening, and tune in next week for my latest episode.